Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Last night was Monday Night Raw. That means tonight is WWE SmackDown Live. A couple of weeks ago, we did that poll. Is there too much WWE programming, or can you not get enough? Well, if you're one of the 15%, I believe it was. Actually, it was higher than that. 30%? Whatever the number was. If you're one of those people that just can't get enough, it's your lucky day, as they have added a SmackDown one-hour post-game show on the WWE Network. Talking Smack, it is called. Though the newly revamped SmackDown Live may still only be 2 hours long, and hope it stays that way, by the way, it will be receiving an extra hour of analysis on the WWE Network. WWE announced on Tuesday that WWE Talking Smack, a weekly SmackDown wrap-up show featuring analysis and interviews, will be debuting on WWE Network tonight. That is in addition to the half-hour pre-show that already airs on the WWE Network before Raw and SmackDown. Talking Smack will air immediately following SmackDown at 10 Eastern. The decision to utilize another brand split was made largely to increase the profile and importance of SmackDown amidst worse-than-anticipated ratings on Thursday nights, and the post-show is another attempt to add original content to the network while making SmackDown feel like an important event. Last week, SmackDown did 2.7 million viewers, which is right on the line there of being a success. If it drops down to 2.5, 2.4, 2.1, they will have gone to all of this trouble essentially for nothing. So we'll see what happens tonight on the program. And when we come back, new championships coming to SmackDown. A lot of stuff to talk about today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll-free, 844-411-5411, and text messages, 425-780-7566. Raw was last night. We can talk about that. Whatever is on your mind. And Mike, your great nightmare has come true, as Dave noted on Observer Radio last night. There is, in fact, going to be a tag team and a women's title added to SmackDown. More belts, which means we are not going to get traveling champions.
That's too bad. That is too bad, because they don't have enough people to where these belts matter. They don't have enough feuds to where these belts matter.
You're talking about there's five women on that roster.
I can't say that. And, you know, how many developed personalities on SmackDown do they have? You know, there's three people that could hold the women's title right now, and that would be about it. Not to say that they couldn't in the future, but these people and their new characters and their new personas and how we are supposed to look at them with new eyes, because SmackDown is on Tuesday night and live now, hasn't exactly come to pass quite yet. And I know they wouldn't spend any time relaxing on this. Obviously, they're not. They're rushing right into it. And I guess in part of me understands why they are doing that, but the other part of me just is, we'll sit back and wait for these belts the same way you waited for SmackDown to disappoint you last week. I will wait on these belts to disappoint me in the same way that they have during brand splits of the past. A lot of people have fond memories of, like, you know, the Guerreros against Mysterio and Edge, was it, and all these, you know, mixes of teams that we got on SmackDown for a little bit of a time when Paul Heyman was there. But for the most part, the split of these belts has been a disaster. And the reality is, if you just take a look at the lineage of the IC and US titles, it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Lineage, schminiage. Let's talk about these rosters here. So, two rosters, and I was wrong. There are more than five women on SmackDown. There's six. Now, to be fair, on Raw, there's eight. So, on neither one of these brands, could you even do a top 10? The best you can do is a top five with a champion on SmackDown, and a top seven and a champion on Raw. Let's look at this women's division on SmackDown. Now, granted, I say all this right now, but don't be surprised if there is a new woman debuting on SmackDown very soon. But for SmackDown, our entire female division, which will be headlined by one of these women becoming champion, we've got Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Eva Marie, Naomi, and Natalya. So if you take out Eva, who can barely wrestle, we're looking at five, one of whom would be champion. There would be four girls fighting for a shot at that belt. Now, Raw does have eight. Alicia Fox, Charlotte, Dana Brooke, Lana, who doesn't even wrestle, so I guess that's down to seven. Nia Jax, Paige, Sasha Banks, and Summer Rae. So really, seven women on one roster and five women on the other. I guess six if you want to count Eva Marie, but man, oh man.
So adding a woman to SmackDown, if it's Bayley, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever for Bayley or for any possible feud she might be in, unless all of a sudden you want to make Natty and Bayley a feud. So let's just put Bayley whenever she comes up on the Raw side of the ledger. Who does that leave? Billy Kay? Well, Nia Jax? Well, Nia's already up. Never mind.
Let me tell you about this.
Asuka?
Let me read this NXT Women's Division roster. You may argue is better than either of the other rosters. Not really, actually. We have Asuka. We have Bayley. We have Billy Kay. We have the lovely Liv Morgan and the lovely Mandy Rose. We have Peyton Royce. And we have Alaya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are more women in NXT than on SmackDown.
Now, is Alaya the former Athena?
I don't know what her former... No, I don't think so. She was one of the girls who was on Breaking Ground and is not ready for prime time.
Well, and you think about it, though. They do have... Storm, they have Athena, they actually have, when you actually start adding in some of the other women they've picked up who are not on the NXT proper TV show every week and things like that, I mean, they actually have some bodies there, but again, you have the problem, even if they can wrestle, unlike, you know, I would assume your Mandy's in your Liv's right now, even if they can go, they still don't have personalities that make anybody want to see them. I mean, we saw on Raw last night, not everyone doing the arm gimmick, and not everybody's going to, but there seemed to be a little bit of unfamiliarity to a point with Finn Balor. Can you imagine what it's going to be for, you know, a Peyton Royce or somebody like that? So it doesn't matter. They no matter who these women are, even if you had 30 of them, you're still going to have a belt that doesn't mean anything, and you still have a problem with SmackDown. Even if you called up Asuka and Bayley, it still doesn't make any sense. Still, I mean, yes, I guess you have Becky Lynch and Natty, but how long before you just keep knocking those people into each other and people just will tune out and not care?
This person says, speaking of the women, where does Nikki Bella fit in with the women's division if she returns? Where is Alicia Fox? Is she still with the company? Yeah, she's listed on the Raw roster, Alicia Fox. Now, as far as Nikki Bella, I would presume... Well, she goes to SmackDown because that's the John Cena brand. Although, in their minds, I'm sure she is a Raw talent. But she
is
coming back.
Look how much she'll, just like John Cena, how much she'll help and benefit and offer that charity to SmackDown, which they need so much.
Crash supports Billy Kay being called up. Well, you will be seeing some call-ups. Fear not. I don't know if it'll be Billy Kay yet.
Well.
Man. Tag team division, I don't even have a list of actual tag teams. I'd have to go through there, but we do have the debut of American Alpha tonight. I hope they squash and destroy a jobber team. If there is a wrestling god, that is what will happen tonight. And also, as noted in the opening segment, you can tune in to the network after SmackDown for a now weekly SmackDown post show. Talking Smack is the name of the show. So you can look forward to that here tonight. We'll talk about Raw in a moment. First off, Studio Line, what's going on?
Hey, guys. It's Buzz from Florida.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah, I just had a quick question for you guys. I know they're doing the whole brand split thing.
Yes, they are.
They, as far as these interpromotional pay-per-views, obviously the big four or three, whatever you want to call it, are they going to be focusing more, you know, as Raw being a main event of those, or are they going to go back and forth between that and SmackDown? Are they going to treat it fairly, or are they just going to do more of these interpromotional matches like Brock and Randy?
Who knows? I cannot answer that question for you. The only thing that I can figure is it will depend on who is in each respective main event. If you remember, they used to do the combined Raw and SmackDown pay-per-views for a while before they just gave up on the brand split. And sometimes the Raw match would headline, and sometimes the SmackDown match would headline. Let's just say that Undertaker decides to unretire, and they put him on the SmackDown brand. If Undertaker's fighting for the title on one brand, and it's Seth Rollins versus, where's my Raw roster, Luke Gallows on the other brand, then the Undertaker match would headline. But if Triple H is on the Raw brand headlining, then No matter who is headlining on the other show, Triple H's match will go on last. So it will depend on the gravity of the championship situation who will go on last.
Gotcha. All right. And one last thing real quick. I just wanted to ask, since the G1 is going on, who do you guys pick to win the G1, and what do you see the main event of Wrestle Kingdom being? Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Mike?
I don't know. When it comes to Wrestle Kingdom, I still am going to stick with I keep trying to figure out a way I can shoehorn Shibata in there, because I think this would be a great time to tell that story with Okada and Shibata. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So I don't know. I still, either Shibata or Naito in the main event of that against Okada is still where I'm going to go.
Alrighty, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Landon here says, am I the only one who noticed that after Rusev complained about America banning Russia, a wellness violator defended America? Hey, it's my new favorite storyline. They found something new this week. Roman Reigns is now a loyal American soldier defending the rights of this country against the evil Bulgarian and trying to bring the title back to America. Awesome.
Well,
how did they not come up with this earlier?
This is a nice throwback for you going back to 1986. And then notice how anybody that ever wrestled Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, or Crusher Khrushchev on a Saturday night, no matter who they were for at least one moment representing America. Sometimes they didn't do it too well. You needed Magnum to do it better. But, you know, every time they went out there, they were fighting against this evil force which annexed one of our championships.
Sure. And why didn't they think of this earlier? I'll tell you why. Because you know Rusev was not the world champion.
Oh, that's not why.
What do you mean that's not why?
That's not why. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because if Rusev was the champion then, they would have had Roman run right over him and defeat him easily because they wouldn't have some excuse with Rollins or Lesnar or something else. It would have been all that man all of the time. But thankfully, it didn't happen that way. And finally, because of all of this and because of the failure that it's been pushing Roman Reigns on top in the way that they have, especially when it comes to Rollins and Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, you have him in a situation which is much better. When has Roman Reigns been the best? When he hasn't talked that much and he's punched somebody else in the face and people forget about chanting against him and they get into a match, which usually has pretty decent ones depending on who he's working with. So this is great. Rusev and he can just beat the tar out of each other for the entire time. He's not pushed higher than he needs to be. He's not pushed in the title picture.
That is the key.
Yes. I mean, well, it all goes together here, and these are all such easily simple things that we've been talking about for a while, but they've had a different perspective on Reigns, and if any silver lining came in his cloud about testing positive and being embarrassed the way he's been on national TV, it's the fact that he's in a feud with Rusev now that he might actually get over him.
Here's the deal. They're taking this guy at, well, let me start over again. Roman Reigns is still headlining every show. He's headlined the house shows. He headlined Raw last week. He headlined the pay-per-view. And when Raw went off the air last night, he headlined again. They had a Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens six-man tag. So he's still going to be a main eventer. But if they take the guy out of the championship picture and they put him in a feud for a secondary title, so he's moved a little bit down the card, and he is facing the evil Bulgarian. This is their best chance of getting the guy over, because he was cheered last night. Now, granted, there were still some people that booed him, but I honestly think, and I know that there are people that are going to call this show and disagree, but I honestly think that there are a lot of fans that kind of like Roman Reigns. Not even kind of like him, but they don't hate him. But they know the gimmick is that they need to boo him because all of the other guys are going to boo him and they want to fit in with the booing. This is not like, I'm trying to think of a good example of someone that fans legitimately don't like. I think John Cena, when the boos first started coming, and it was a show where you had a bunch of great workers like, I know everyone hates the name, but Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero and all these guys who could just work rings around everybody, but there was John Cena as the champion. And I think fans really didn't like John Cena. They didn't like what he represented. They didn't like his work. They didn't like his matches. They really didn't like him. I don't see that so much with Roman Reigns. I don't see that dislikability factor that John Cena had, but it's cool to not like the guy, and they don't want him in the main event right now. They don't want him to be the guy. So I think if you move him down a little bit, I think a lot of those guys that dislike him because everybody else does, they'll cheer him against Rusev, they'll cheer him as an American. I think this is their best chance, if they can just not put him in the title picture for a while.
Well, yeah, don't put him in the title picture, and don't put him in there with people that... Yeah, and even Rusev, I guess to a point, I guess there was a chance that the whole arena could have revolted because Rusev and Lana are so great being Rusev and Lana that they could have turned on him. But don't put him in there anywhere near Dean Ambrose or a Seth Rollins, who fans are automatically going to cheer if they're near each other. I mean, learn from the mistakes that you had and try to maximize this. And I agree with you. I think some people boo Reigns. Just to boo Reigns, and you see it during his matches when things are actually hot and heavy and going, people aren't going out of their way to boo Reigns exactly. They're into the match, and he does have that ability, and I think, you know, there have been some things that have absolutely been his fault, but there's been a lot of other things along this that haven't been his fault. He's just been there being the guy who's supposed to be on the receiving end of this grandiose push from them, and it's actually a push off of a cliff. So hopefully this works out better for everybody involved. They need as many stars as they can. For any disadvantages that somebody can argue that Roman Reigns has, I bet you, especially at this time and place in WWE, I can argue just as many for the guy. So no matter what you think about him, they need him. They need somebody of his ilk and his like that's getting a reaction, whether pro or con, and they need to work it the best way they can.
This guy here says, why didn't they put Paige on SmackDown? They need the depth in the women's division over there, plus Del Rio is on SmackDown as well. That's why! They don't want them on the same brand.
This would be the reason that Nikki is on SmackDown.
Now, why they couldn't move Del Rio to Raw and then put Paige on SmackDown, they could do that. But the key is they don't want them together.
I said, do they even...
Let me say something about that real quick. You know what's funny about this? They have this show called Total Divas. And what is going to make that show absolutely compelling is what they're trying to break up on Raw and SmackDown. You know that on Total Divas, Del Rio and Paige is going to be this whirlwind romance with the guy dating the girl half his age, and she's so wild and he's so passionate and they go crazy in Vegas and all of this stuff. And here the company's trying desperately to break them up on television. It's like, what do you want? You want good programming on Total Divas and so you're going to break them up in real life on Raw and SmackDown? Come on.
I don't know, yeah, Loca Amor or whatever. It would be the juxtaposing Total Divas with Raw and SmackDown with how they treat their independent contractors, which that was a great line during the Braun Strowman squash where they actually, you know, mentioned
loud. Say Strowman?
Do you think they took taxes out of that guy's thousand? Of course not. He's an independent contractor. He's got to file them himself. But
by the way, yeah. When was I ever arguing against having Two Fists on the show every week?
Did you
Never.
Argue against it?
Never.
No, you ignored his promo. You didn't listen to what
I ignored
the man
his
had to
promo,
say.
But you're acting like sad. I don't want to see this guy more often. I do. If anything, I think he's too big a star to be on the show every week.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, there needs to be – you only have a shot – and granted, you could spend some more time having a couple extra matches as opposed to giving the opening segment 40 minutes total, you know, 20 talking, 20 match, or whatever the hell it was, painfully too long. You could probably have a couple more squashes in there, but you don't want to have exactly the same enhancement talent every week unless they're going to be contracted guys you're going to, you know, bring with you. There should be a mix week after week, but a guy, when they showcase themselves like he did, or there's a, you know, a want to for people to see him back, as long as he doesn't get over more than the person that they're in the ring with, I mean, definitely put him back in the rotation. And here's the thing with a guy like Ellsworth too, you know, he'll get more popular than the Bronze and the people that you want him to squash, but then you put him out there with a Jericho or somebody else that can embarrass him and can get heat onto the person that they're wrestling. And people forget about that, too. It's like not every jobber just got squashed and killed to death. A lot of them were out there to enhance the match and to make something better. And guys like George South and Mike Jackson were great examples of this stuff that, you know, when it was time to embarrass, you know, if you squash somebody, you may squash somebody else. But if it was a chance to get heat, or a chance to move a storyline along, you would be more apt to use one of those guys. And I think that's something that can't be forgotten about here, too, is you try to develop the Curtis Axels and some of these other dudes and try to re-enhance them.
This person here says, do you ever feel bad for Reigns? The way they pushed and booked him has really screwed him over. Yes! I've been talking about that forever. If you go on our board and you find... forget what it's called. It was an idea that I had here on the program of a book that I should write, which was how they have tried and failed so spectacularly with Roman Reigns, and everything that they have tried has been so stupid, including having the Big Show pin him, which I started crying about a year and a half ago. It's still paying dividends today. Anyway, somebody went up and actually went through and wrote down a list of everything that they had tried to do to get the guy over, and every single thing backfired. You know who's a very, very popular, well-liked guy backstage? Roman Reigns. Everybody loves the guy. Everybody thinks he's such a nice guy. Everybody, there's nobody that, think about the history of wrestling and the guys that have gotten pushed, and there's always those guys that are just jealous, and they don't like them, and they're angry, and they complain backstage. Nobody does that with Roman Reigns. Everybody likes the guy. Everybody thinks he's a great guy. And he is, I don't want to say that, I hate using this term. I won't say that he's a victim, even though he is. I mean, they've done everything wrong. If you want to read a, if you want to write a chapter about how to make sure that a guy doesn't get over as you're determined to make him the top guy, read the story of Roman Reigns. Would fit right in with the death of WCW, except they're not sinking the promotion by doing it. They're just treading water. But it is amazing. It's amazing. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And whoever is on the toll-free line, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, anyway, I thought I'd talk a little bit about Raw. It was about what I expected to be. Coming off of a really good show, I thought it was kind of like a little bit below average. The only thing that I thought was kind of nagging on me a little bit was like with Sasha Banks. Okay, she beat Charlotte the week before, And now she's put in a mixed tag team match with Chris Jericho and Charlotte and NCO with no cast. And this kind of goes back to what I was talking about on Friday. You know, I don't know if you remember, I talked about the 50-50 booking scenario where, like, the heels would win the next week on the next TV, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just kind of like, wouldn't you say that Triple H kind of had a hand in some of this? Like, when he can go to Vince and say, you know, Charlotte, you know, it's like Ric Flair's daughter. You know, I like Ric Flair. I'd like to see her win some more matches. Do you think that that might be kind of like where Triple H is kind of putting his ear into Vince and something like that?
To say that Charlotte needs to beat Sasha in a 50-50 match?
Oh, I mean, just on a regular basis, except for, like, on pay-per-views or, like, the go-home scenario. Because it just kind of reminds me a little bit, like I was talking about, like, the Reign of Terror that Triple H had on Raw about over a decade ago. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems kind of similar, like, the way Charlotte's kind of been booked in that.
Well, here's the thing. I want to thank you very much for the call. It's not even so much that we're talking about, the way things were done with Hunter specifically. It's that this is the way that things have been done forever. Yeah, Hunter did a lot less 50-50 than you're thinking. I need a list of these matches where Hunter did 50-50 booking. I don't remember this. I remember him doing nothing but winning.
I see, remember a lot of 95 point something to 0.5.
Yeah, he was the one guy that they didn't do 50-50 booking with. But yes, everybody else has to do 50-50 booking. That's why Charlotte won last night. And I would bet you anything. Well, I shouldn't say that. You will probably see Sasha beat Charlotte again, and then Charlotte beat Sasha again. So they beat each other repeatedly. Dude, I don't even remember the WrestleMania, but it was years ago. It was like Rey Mysterio, Edge, and maybe Batista. Whatever the stupid match was, it doesn't matter. But they were going to do a three-way for the title. And if it were me, which clearly it's not, I would have Rey Mysterio beat a bunch of guys. I'd have Edge beat a bunch of guys. I'd have Batista beat a bunch of guys. I'd have three winners going into a three-way. And then we'd find out which of them was the best, and that person would become the champion. But that's not what they did, because that's not what they ever do. Instead, Rey had to get beaten, and then Edge had to be beaten, and then Batista had to be beaten. They had to all beat each other, and then they all had to cost each other matches so they'd lose to other people, whatever the stupid booking thing was. But the point was, it was three losers going into a match so that we could determine who sucked the least in this match. They do this all the time. Drives me nuts.
They take those names out of the scenario and get a lot closer. I remember we were talking about this too, where it's like, it's not like, you know, in your scenario, Rey Mysterio got a lucky roll-up pin on Batista, and, you know, Batista rolls out the ring in shock, and, you know, Mysterio is kind of taunting him a little bit, where these things are going to build up a match. You know, their idea of building up is, again, like you said, who is the person that stinks the least in this scenario? Who's the least amount of loser that's going to be facing off for this title that we have that goes hot potato and bounces around and doesn't mean anything? It's just one of those things that they have fought very hard against and that occasionally makes sense. It's just that it's one of those things that it's sports and pro wrestling. It's where they're tied together. Nobody wants to see a loser. Nobody wants to see the Cleveland Browns face, oh God, who stinks right now? You know, the New Orleans Saints, because I always love beating on them, you know, on a Monday night or a Sunday night game. They want to see, you know, the New England Patriots play the Baltimore Ravens. They want to see the Seattle Seahawks play the Carolina Panthers. They want to see these big, you know, mighty games and these teams go at each other. They don't want to see a bunch of losers with, you know, poor draft picks and retreads and guys like that just knock against each other. And it's what they have right now, too, when it comes to retreads on both this Raw and SmackDown crew. They're trying their best to get Braun Strowman over. They're doing decent things on the top of the cards, although obviously we have our problems with SmackDown in the main event last week. But they're trying to do something for the top of the cards. It's all the rest of this stuff, too, that, boy, I hope they have some better answers for, especially starting tonight on SmackDown, that did, you know, the worst possible job of getting over the rest of their roster, except for the very tippity top of it last week.
This person says, what I have not heard anyone mention yet about the new Raw is the increase in the number of matches. Typically, Raw struggles to get a fourth match started by the beginning of the third hour. Last night, there were 10 matches. Do you think increasing the amount of matches will help Raw? Well, first off, there's a couple of things. Number one, there's more matches because they're shorter. We didn't have that. There was a deal a couple of weeks ago where there was that six-man or whatever with John Cena, and he sold for 8 full minutes, and the whole segment went 40 minutes between talking and wrestling. You can't do that many matches when they're that long. So they're doing shorter matches. I didn't even notice there were 10. I can tell you that as I continue to do the audiobook for Death of WCW, there was a Nitro in 1999 where Kevin Nash booked a 3-hour Nitro, and there was no wrestling in the entire first hour. It was all skits. They were destroyed by Raw by 2 full ratings points that night. Now, they figured out, amazingly, they figured out, maybe we should put some wrestling on the show. So they added more matches, and they got smashed by Raw. Because it's not whether you have 10 matches or one match. It's not whether you have any... I mean, think about the Mick Foley segment with The Rock, This Is Your Life, that did an 8 rating or whatever the number was. There's no wrestling there, but that did significantly better than when Nitro did nothing but skits in their first hour. Because it's not the number of matches. It's not the number of skits. It's not the length of matches. It's not the length of skits. It's whether it's any good or whether it's any whether it's bad. Now, This Is Your Life was really not all that good, but it was a train wreck. So,
at a very special time in history.
That's right. That's right. So, it doesn't matter how many matches. That's my point. It doesn't matter how many matches are on Raw. It doesn't matter how many skits. Is the show any good or not? And last night, it was fine. I thought the main event was awesome, where Randy Orton snuck in and gave Brock the RKO. I thought that was great. I think that Rusev is awesome. What else was great on the show last night?
How long do you think they're going to have Lana in this wedding dress?
Hopefully forever.
They may. They may be that ultimate punishment for not liking those two together is, okay, fine, you love each other so much, now you're going to be married forever.
I thought that Finn Balor and Seth Rollins had a really good little segment right there. I thought that was good.
Bridal forever, I guess. I guess they want to be married forever. That would make sense.
I thought the Sami Zayn-Seth Rollins match was awesome. I hope they wrestle every single week on television from now until the end of time. Hey, you know what? I will approve of the Fight Forever chant for one time only in the middle of that match, because that was great. So yeah, there was some good stuff on Raw, but as I talked about a couple of days ago, last week's show was a hotshot show. They hotshotted Finn Balor. They hotshotted a women's title change. It was a better show than SmackDown, but you can't do that every week, as we found out on Raw. So now we'll find out how SmackDown does tonight.
I just still find it to be a complete waste that I guess you could always say, I guess it was a great moment. I guess. I don't know if it's really going to be something that really, maybe it is. Sasha Banks winning the title, I thought, just especially when what you're going with, and I'm not saying it wasn't entertaining, it did go on for way too long, the stuff they did, you know, this week, but you could have did most of that without Sasha holding on to the title. And I understand, I guess, they needed to hotshot it, but I wonder if it was really worth it to do, as opposed to having her do it at SummerSlam, you know, on the most obnoxious over-the-top stage when you're going to have, you know, the ESPN stuff and all that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of crossover that weekend, for that entire weekend, to lead into, you know, possibly Bayley or whatever it is that's going to be coming after SummerSlam.
We have a poll up on the Wrestling Observer Twitter at WONF4W. What did you think of Raw last night? 55% liked it, 16% did not like it, and 29% did not watch. That is the current totals right there. I thought it was fine. There was no option for fine in this poll, so I chose liked it. It was not as good as last week. It was better than the pre-draft Raws, largely because there was just a lot less Stephanie, thank God. But still, not, I don't know. My world is not being lit on fire by this new Raw. I will say that.
Well, that's the thing. And again, that's why they better. Boy, I hope they got plans for the depth of this stuff, because, again, that
they don't.
Segment, well, that's
if
the,
they
the
did, the draft would have been different.
Well, it's going to be rearing its ugly head here very shortly then, because you can only do those, like I said, those 35 to 40 minute. We're going to do 20 minutes of talking into a match, which is going to take us through. you can only do that with so many people, and it was getting real long in the tooth real quick last night with the women. Thank God Jericho and Enzo are so great, and they came out. But if that's going to be their plan, which has been their plan, you know, for the last 2 weeks, and the 20-minute talking segment has been their, you know, MO now for what seemingly is years. So again, you're gonna sink the show right off the bat when one of those things flops, and if you don't have anything really humming for later on that's gonna make people want to tune back in, I mean those drops are gonna start happening, I think, far before the third hour.
This person here says, "Is Tom Phillips' gimmick that he sucks, or does he just suck?" Well, I don't know if he sucks because I never get to see him actually do anything except deliver lines that suck. So I think it's his gimmick that sucks.
Well, and people like the New Day played him out when he interviewed them before last night's show, something they put up for online about why there's going to be only two at ringside. It was just like he's the anti-Mean Gene. He's the anti-announcer. And I guess they're all that way from wrestling history, where you got to treat that guy with some respect. He's bringing some, you know, degree of, you know, as Mean Gene would say, a little decorum, please. That's what he would bring into the proceedings. And all of these other guys, it's a jerk with a microphone that gets smacked around and gets beat up and everything else. I mean, how much can you respect Tom Phillips for getting smacked around by his boss and not walking out with $1 billion after Stephanie smacked him on Raw that one night?
Dude, let me tell you what this guy is. If you go back to the early days of Michael Cole, and then you go back to the mid-80s, the early 80s, and you look at Vince McMahon when he was just a friendly backstage announcer wearing a goofy bow tie. Michael Cole looks so much like a young Vince McMahon, it's not even funny. Because Vince McMahon started out as an announcer on his dad's wrestling shows. And now, Vince McMahon has to hire brown-haired, generic men. And you can go all the way back. We've got Tom Phillips. We had Todd Grisham. We had Todd Pettengill. We had Michael Cole. We've had one generic brunette guy. And there's probably 100 of them I've forgotten.
Are you going to throw Sean Mooney?
Sean Mooney's another one.
Craig DeGeorge?
They all look exactly the same, and they're all completely generic. The only thing that I can figure...
Love Sean Mooney.
Vince always wanted to be a wrestler, and his dad didn't want him to be. And his dad made him a backstage announcer, a ring announcer guy, a backstage interview guy, or whatever. Whatever his role was. But I think that Vince was probably told by his father that these men that you're interviewing are larger-than-life superstars. And so I want you to have a normal, brown, generic haircut. I want you to blend into the background. I want you to be a guy. And so for the rest of his life, Vince has not hired Gene Okerlund. He's hired himself over and over and over and over and over again. And Tom Phillips is the latest. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose because I'm a super califragilistic tic-tac-toe. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, tonight, SmackDown Live with a new Talkin' Smack post-show on the WWE Network. A couple of quick news notes here. Nick Denton, Gawker founder and part owner, has declared bankruptcy to avoid having to pay out millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to Hulk Hogan. So that is the latest in that story. Booker T announced that he is no longer doing the spin-a-rooney, had elbow surgery, the most amazing aspect of which was so funny.
Go ahead.
He injured himself doing a spin-a-rooney.
You get a little bit older. You can't be joints start to go. You gotta get yourself some blue goo.
Dude, you don't even use your arms on a spin-a-rooney.
Well, yes, you do. You gotta do the base of it. You gotta get your feet ready. Do the base of it. You go spin up onto the shoulder and
yeah. Then you're on the shoulder, not your arms.
Still though, you gotta start it somewhere though.
Anyway, and finally, Jimmy Snuka's ongoing legal battles took a turn on Tuesday. Judge Kelly Banach denied a request to drop the homicide charges that had been leveled against the former wrestler. This full story is up at WrestlingObserver.com. And we will be back tomorrow with more. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. 7 days a week, the schedule at sportsbyline.com, live and free on TuneIn Radio. Grab TuneIn and search Sports Byline USA and listen to us free every day. Commercial-free downloads at WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the folks at Byline, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.